Sri Lanka's anti-conversion law may draw more to the faith. Education is a key concern in Ethiopia, and a ministry responds with a new school. And Christians are using technology to resource church leaders in creative access areas. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. In Sri Lanka, the threat of an anti-conversion law will only build up the church. Danny Yohannan with Gospel for Asia says that in the past, as persecution has risen, so has church growth.
What we've seen, like in Orissa, with the persecution that happened a couple of months ago, is that there was actually more people coming to Christ and more churches being planted because of this. And so if they do pass this law, what we're going to see is actually more people getting saved.
The law will be voted on later this month. If it's passed, GFA missionaries may have to be more careful, but will continue to spread the gospel. Unlike most Westerners, believers in Asia always expect persecution.
We live in a culture that tells us, become a Christian, everything gets a lot better. Whereas people in Asia come to Christ and you get persecution along with it. People come to Christ expecting difficulty.
Financial support and prayers needed for the GFA missionaries and believers in Sri Lanka who risk their lives daily for the gospel. Next, Ethiopia's prime minister just held a forum with students over the effectiveness of a 6-year-old national youth development package. It demonstrates concern over education issues and the next generation. And that's why there's so much hope over the newest project by Buckner International and Bright Hope. Ethiopia's president joined them for the inauguration of a new school in Bantu, Ethiopia. The school will be the hands and feet of Christ to 400 impoverished children in the area. You're listening to Mission Network News. As the Far East Broadcasting Company enters a spiritual battle to bridge the gap between Islam and Christianity, they need your help. FEBC's Greg Harris says that speaking the word of God often puts broadcasters in danger.
Really, we're asking God's people to pray and to cover us as we seek to bring the love of Jesus to the Muslim world.
FEBC's Project ISA is a long-term plan to minister to Muslims through radio. 1/5 of the world's population adheres to Islam, and FEBC is reaching out to them with ultimate truth.
Many, many people are sincerely seeking God, and we're fortunate enough to say to them, hey, here is the one true God, His Son Jesus Christ, you can know Him.
Half of the world's Muslims live in 4 Central Asian countries. FEBC can reach these nations through Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan is an Islamic republic. Many people believe that Kazakhstan is going to be the key influencer of the religious climate in Central Asia.
Project ISA's costs are in excess of $1 million. Your prayers and donations can help propel and sustain this project. Next, wouldn't you like to make an eternal difference for God's kingdom? Ron Hutchcraft Ministries has created a 13-week program to teach you how to share your faith with people around you. Ron Hutchcraft says,
every Christian has been biographically credentialed by God. Your whole biography, everything that's ever happened to you in your life, has given you a story through which you can communicate the great love of Jesus Christ to people.
The new program, called the Life That Matters series, will get you excited to be a rescuer of the people you see every day who don't know Christ. The program
turns everyday believers who never thought they could speak up about what Jesus has done for them into confident rescuers. And that's the answer to 150,000 people a day going into eternity. If worldwide, God's people will say, it's up to me.
And millions of pastors and church leaders in the developing world have little or no formal Bible training. Some live in areas hostile to the gospel. Mission Aviation Fellowship Learning Technologies created a solution by putting thousands of Bible resources on solar MP3 players and USB thumb drives. The material's encrypted, masked in such a way that if the thumb drive were to be examined, nothing Christian would be found. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD World Watch China, a DVD that will update you on the conditions believers are facing in the most populous country in the world. Hear what the house church leaders consider their biggest challenge today. Get World Watch China by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.